Welcome to Sportsmen of Colorado, Colorado's premier outdoor radio show, heard every Saturday afternoon on KLZ 560, with insights on hunting, fishing, archery, guns, and ammo from Colorado's top outfitters, featuring the industry's leading experts on how to enhance your experience in the great outdoors. Now, here's your host, Scott Whatley.
Good afternoon and welcome to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Whatley. Thank you so much for joining us today. We've got a jam-packed show for you and guaranteed to be entertaining. And with that, I'll bring on, nothing brings up entertaining like the name Red Merrill. Red, how are you, bud?
I'm doing good. You know, we've got two of our favorite ladies here with us today.
Absolutely.
Lisa and Donnell. And it's going to be a great show. And they brought a good friend of theirs, Mark. Campanola is also here with us.
Right. Great to have everybody here. Huntdata.com, a great website. Check it out. I tell you what, to start it all off, worst thing you can do, two worst things, I think, break down in a vehicle or get lost. All right. So we can help you with all of that. We've got great people with our drive folks on drive radio on Saturdays, of course, right before us. And they can help you with the automotive side. And huntdata.com will keep you safe and you know where you are. So we'll get more into that. But ladies, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
And Mark, how'd you get involved with these ladies?
I really don't know. That's a tough one there.
I met
both at Bass Pro while I was doing seminars, and they were there doing their maps, and we were just side by side and just became friends.
Well, good.
They're that easy to get along with, and using their maps was awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, our first segment today, we're going to continue on with what we've been doing the last few weeks as we had Colorado Parks and Wildlife in, and that's talking about the 2016 Big Game Brochure. Hopefully you have yours by now. And if not, of course, you can go by and grab one at a lot of different sporting good places around. A lot of our sponsors have them already. I know Outdoorsman Attic, Rampart Farms, and a few others already have them. But hopefully you have received yours, and we've been talking about some of the changes. So what were you guys, some of the things that you guys were surprised to see or go, wow, this is a pretty big change?
Well, a lot has changed in there, but under what's new, the preference point has changed. How to gather preference points, and now everybody has to have a small game tag. So all those non-residents now have to buy hunting licenses. You just can't put in for a preference point without buying a hunting license, a small game hunting license. That's one change, and that kind of parallels along with all the other states that I've put in for years. They always make you buy a hunting license. When Donnell and I go to Oklahoma, we have to buy the hunting license in order just a turkey hunt. New Mexico's that way, Arizona's that way, Utah, so now Colorado's just fallen in line with those. So that's one new change. There's changes to youth. So I tell people, when Donnell and I teach classes all the time, I tell people, if you do nothing else, even if you use the regs to burn in your fireplace, just read the first five pages, because so much has changed every year. And if you read the first five pages, you've got the rest of the regulations licked. Mm-hmm. So that's my advice to everyone. And really understand, if you don't understand what they're talking about in there, feel free to call the Parks and Wildlife, and they have lots of people there to help you.
I'm sure you guys, in all your classes, you get people that just moved here. They have no idea about units, draw, how to do things. What are some tips maybe we can give some folks that really, this is their first time?
You know, one of the things that's really why Hunt Data came into existence, because we moved here from out of state. We were not Texans, but we lived in Texas. But anyway.
I think there was something else I liked about you.
But that's part of why we started a company, Where to Hunt, because it was overwhelming knowing, making sure you're in the right unit, making sure you're in an over-the-counter unit, or how to hunt for in one of those better units where the elk are more concentrated, and maybe use your points. So there is a lot to strategy and strategizing in the off-season and looking. But we still are the best state to come hunt over-the-counter. You can have friends come in from Texas, mm-hmm. and they can buy tags the night before at Cabela's Bass Pro.
Actually, I want all my buddies in Texas to stay down there in Texas. Quit coming up here and messing up our elk hunting.
Amen. But anyway, so part of what we've done, and one of the things Lisa and I did last archery season, we had over-the-counter archery tags. We took our concentration maps that the Parks and Wildlife put out, but we put them in a format that works on your smartphone, works in your Garmin, works on Google Earth. And we looked into some of those summer ranges, and we went into 10 new units that we'd never hunted before, and we got into elk 8 times. So, I mean, that's pretty good for that's just like a beginner coming in. But I also, we have a map that shows them. And again, if you go to myfreemap.com, myfreemap.com, we actually give away a statewide map just so guys can load that to their smartphone and they can know where they're at, what unit they're in. Because you'll get in trouble if you get into a limited hunt area and they watch those boundaries.
So. Absolutely. And that's one reason, like you said, and we had an attorney on, Nate Gilbert, with us, and you not knowing the private land boundaries, different things, is not an excuse. You're going to get in trouble.
It's the law here in Colorado. You have to know where you're at. The landowner does not have to mark their land. They do not have to put up signs and fences. You have to know when you're on their land. Our software with huntdata.com within 9 feet will tell you where you're at. So if you're worried about the 10 feet, maybe don't go 10. But 9 feet, we can pretty much tell you where you're at. And it's all driven by satellite. I tell people when they have our software to turn off, put their phone in airplane mode, because it's all driven by satellite. You do not have to be in cell service for it to work on your smartphone. And I don't hunt anywhere that there is cell service, so I need a software that only works out of cell service. So that's what our product does.
And that's huntdata.com. And by the way, we can give one of those away?
We can.
303-477-5600, and tell them what that free offer will get them.
It gets them 2,800 maps. It's not only is it elk, deer, antelope on the western slope and land use and topos, but we've actually added some bonus files now that are out on our server when they have the software. We now have satellite images with those concentrations and the land ownership overlaid. So it's really, I mean, you can really look and see. It looks like where you're out in the field. It's that satellite image. But those are some great new maps we just added in January. But they get 2,800 maps. So not only do they get that, they also get the Eastern Plains. So if they are hunting turkey in the Eastern Plains, we actually show turkey roosts. We show goose and pheasant concentrations as well.
Well, so. 303-477-5600. We'll take the first caller.
Wow. Yeah.
You know, ladies, it's such a pleasure to have y'all here with us, because these two gals are actually great hunters. You know, I love to hunt, but these gals are out in the field all the time. Every year they get their elk. Every year they get their turkey. And so you can trust these maps and stuff that the ladies have, because they have been in the field and they work in the field, and these maps and stuff are going to be great tools for hunters.
We've been doing products for over 20 years, and truly this app that works on our iPhone is truly my favorite product we've ever came up with. It really does help you hunt smarter. It really helps you get into where the elk are most concentrated. You still have to apply all the calling techniques that we're going to get into with turkey here in a little bit, but you still have to apply all good hunting skills, but it at least puts you where there's more elk per square inch or turkey or whatever it is you're looking for. So.
Now, I was just at a fly fishing film tour seminar this last week, and met a lady that wanted to get into fly fishing, looking for women's groups. So talk about some of the things you do for women out hunting.
Well, we teach a lot of classes at different stores that we Donnell's with Bass Pro on their pro staff. I'm with Cabela's on their pro staff, and we're both with Mossy Oak. And so our heart is really nothing against men. We love men, but we really want, we're seeing women and children get more involved. And so our heart is definitely with trying to get women and children and empowering them in the outdoors. So we teach a lot of classes directed toward that. And both of us will be teaching Intro to Turkey here shortly. We'll be at Cabela's on the 12th teaching Intro to Turkey, and Donnell will be teaching Intro to Turkey at Bass Pro on the 19th. But what I want to say is that we just love getting those people in the outdoors, and even if they're not hunters, we're teaching shed classes right now. Right now, this February, March, April, all the animals are losing their antlers. Take your family out there and go look for sheds. Go hiking.
It's the best Easter egg hunt ever.
It is. And shed hunting, if people aren't aware of that, elk, moose, and deer all shed their antlers every year.
So we did a class up in Scotts Bluff, Nebraska, just on Saturday, and we were talking to the ladies about sheds. So we stopped off in Julesburg on the way home, and we found two whitetail sheds.
Yeah, and we got exercise. We got over our 10,000 steps on our Fitbit, and everybody's into Fitbits these days.
I'm telling you.
So, so we try to get out, and we encourage. So we just took ladies. I lost my train of thought, and I'm sorry about that. But we just took ladies out pheasant hunting. They had come to our class. We didn't know them. We had them sign up, and we took 10 ladies out pheasant hunting with us. And then we took 10 ladies, different ladies, out from the IES show goose hunting, and it was fantastic. So.
We had one lady that looked up, and it was pretty cool. She was an older lady, and she was in her goose gear, and she's like, I never would have done this ever in my lifetime. And that's why we do it. It's fun. We're part of a program called Step Up, Step Out with Tiny, and we had him on the show a month or so ago. And right now, if you have a child or anybody that's wanting to get into maybe a turkey hunt this spring, if you go out to Step Up, Step Out, Lisa and I are both mentors with that. And we have some landowners that are working with us, not charging us to let us get some of those kids, because a turkey hunt's a little more challenging to get on. We have a lot in the front range, but it is nice if you can get on a landowner and get access to some of that. Same for pheasant and goose. But and so he's got some properties that are set up and mainly for children and women that are getting into it for the first time. Nothing against men again, but I'm just trying to encourage them.
Now, what's it like in a goose pit with 10 women?
I couldn't even imagine that. There's no way.
If you thought goose talked a lot when they're out there and they're honking, it's just chitter-chatter. It is fantastic. Actually,
you don't need a caller.
No, we don't. Half of the time we're talking and the geese are coming in on our decoys, because Donnell and I just went out. We weren't with 10 women. That was different. We went in a different pit, and it was guys, and we're talking, and the geese are landing on our pit, and we're, like, chattering. So.
Yeah. No, it's pretty fun. Actually, it was pretty slow because it was really foggy that morning, so my group was freezing. She had the other half. And
I think that was the day I passed y'all.
Yeah.
I was going to Kiowa Creek. Y'all pulled up beside me on E-470, and they were on their camo, and it was freezing, you know. And
it was -2
I was going
or something.
To Kiowa Creek, and they were going out. Yeah, so it was chilly.
But you know, one of the ladies had brought him a pumpkin roll, and so then, you know, I looked at him. I said, anybody want to go get hot chocolate? So we drive into town and get hot chocolate.
Anybody bring a picnic basket, too?
We didn't have a picnic basket, but it is definitely, for sure, different.
Right.
You know, one thing, when I do my hunting seminars, elk hunting, turkey, whatever it may be, I always tell everybody, get the kids involved and get the women involved. Mm-hmm. If there's a guy sitting there with his girlfriend or his wife, I said, get her out there with them.
Yeah.
We need more women and kids out there in the field.
Well, and one of the things we talk about as well is take a camera, you know, shoot them with a lens. I mean, there's other ways to be in the outdoors. You don't have, you know, because some women will say, well, I just can't do that. And I said, that's fine. Just get out, get your 10,000 steps in, look for a shed, do some photography, get a sunrise. I mean, we live in the Rocky Mountains, the best place in the world, next to Alaska.
Absolutely.
Maybe. But
you're listening to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Watley, along with Red Merrill. We got Mark Campanola in with us. Lisa Thompson, Donnell Johnson. We got to take a short break, and we'll come back. We're going to talk a little turkey. We'll be right back.
In a flash, from out of nowhere, your whole life can change forever. It happened so quickly, nobody saw it coming. Soon, the medical bills will be arriving.
Will insurance cover your injuries? Does the other driver have assets? Should I sue?
It was his fault, after all. After an accident, you need to call the law offices of Flesh Law. Flesh Law will never settle until you are fully compensated for your injuries.
Call 303-806-8886 for the Flesh Law Firm. 303-806-8886. Online, go to fleshlawfirm.com.
Flesh Law, the trial-tested, trial-ready attorneys.
It's springtime, and that means it's time to get outside and enjoy your favorite activities. Stack Optical wants you to see your best this year with their Stack Sports Pack. The Stack Sport Pack includes different prescription lenses that click easily into durable frames. It's like having multiple pairs of glasses in one pack. Each lens can be customized to your activities, hunting, golfing, biking, boating, you name it. You can optimize your sight for your favorite sports and improve your performance. Protect your eyesight from harmful UV rays and see better than ever while you're outdoors with the Stack Sport Pack. To maximize your sight for all your activities, call now for their $69 complete eye exam, available Monday through Saturday. Once you go to Stack, you'll keep coming back. Call 303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578, or visit their website, stackoptical.com.
It's truck month again at Lynn Lyle Chevrolet. We're the number one truck dealer in Colorado. Hi, I'm Dan Johnson. We're overstocked with trucks and giving discounts and rebates up to $10,000 off Silverados. Hurry, these offers won't last. LynnLyleChevrolet.com. Chevy, find new roads.
This is Red Merrill for Phoenix Weaponry. Phoenix Weaponry is a weapon manufacturer that services the firearm enthusiast. From precision ARs to suppressors, Phoenix Weaponry can make your dreams come true. Phoenix Weaponry is a full-service gun shop that offers gunsmithing, coating, and modifications to your own weapon. Phoenix Weaponry, family-owned and operated right here in Colorado. If you can dream it, Phoenix Weaponry can build it. Call today, 720-340-2496. Again, that's 720-340-2496. Or visit their website, phoenixweaponry.com. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and receive 10% off your custom-built weapon.
John Rush, during the afternoon rush. Weekdays from 3 to 6 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Sportsman Colorado. My name is Scott Watley. Thanks for joining us today. Again, 303-477-5600. Don't know if that one's been taken yet. We will check with our board op here in just a moment for the free map. But you know what? We'll do one more. So first caller again, 303-477-5600 for the free map system from Hunt Data. All right, Mark, let's talk a little turkey first. First of all, give us a little of your background. I know you're on pro staff for a few companies, so talk about them as well.
Yep, I've been with Hunter Specialties Game Calls for 24 years now. G5 Outdoors, Archery, I've been with them for about 7. Bass Pro, Hunting Pro Staff, 9 years now because they've been around 10. And then Hex Suits, I've been with them about 6 years now.
Now, we've been working to get Mike on, and a couple of years ago, Mike was kind enough to send us a couple of suits, and we have had them with us a couple of times but didn't get into game. So there are people out there that, I'm just being honest, think it's the biggest joke in the world. There's other people out there like you that swear by them. So tell us your feeling on Hex.
I'll never hunt without it. I won't. It doesn't matter what I'm hunting, whether it be elk, bear, coyote, turkey, even duck and goose, that Hex suit's on. It works.
Mark, tell us about this. What is the scientific principle behind why the Hex suit works?
Well, the human body puts off an electrical energy. Our heart and brains are ran electrical. And so we put off an impulse of electricity outside of our body. And that is that sixth sense that animals, you know, you've got the wind in your face, everything's perfect, and here's that animal's coming in, and all of a sudden he busts out of there. That's sixth sense.
It's kind of an aura that your body puts out.
It does put out an aura.
That wild game can sense.
Yes.
And I don't know if they can actually see it, but somehow they can detect it.
Turkeys can. They've proved turkeys can see that. And because turkeys see color, you know, and we're talking about turkeys anyhow. But you put the suit on, it's like, you know, in the microwave you've got on the front door, you've got those little circles that keep the energy waves in. That's what this suit does. When you put it on, you put the shirt and the pants on, and you can put the head net on, it holds that energy in. And since I've been using it, I have had so many animals so close. It's just totally unreal. Like I said, I would never wear or never go hunting without wearing it. So the ones who are skeptic, you know, there's going to be skeptics everywhere. I was skeptic when I first seen it in a bow hunter magazine. And I'm going, here it is, just another gimmick.
Mm-hmm. And where can you buy this suit?
Your best bet is to go to hexllc.com and get it, because right now Bass Pro and Cabela's do not have them. I've been trying to get them in there, and a little bit of resistance there because they're skeptical too.
Yeah.
You know, It's understandable, you know, people, oh, yeah, right, that's really going to work, your electrical energy. Well, you got your scent, we cover up, you know, we use keep clean, and we use cover scents and all that, but you can't see the electrical energy.
Right.
So if people don't really know how the body works, and, well, you know, as a firefighter for 27 years in the medical field, I know how the body works, so I know the principles behind it. And if you watch some of the videos, if you ever get a chance to go to the, hexllc.com, there's videos on there that show it works.
It shows.
And they're not lying. I mean, that is total downright 100% fact right there when you watch those videos.
You know also what that electromagnetic field does. It not only just puts out this electric field, but you know everybody's metabolism is different. Some are hyped up, and some are very low key.
Right.
And I have noticed this when I ride and train quarter horses, and my metabolism is keyed up, And my horses get nervous when I'm on them. My wife is very low key. She gets on them, and they just fall asleep.
And they know it.
With her.
They see, that's they know and, that they feel
you
that.
You know, I have actually been thinking about wearing my hex suit when I ride my horse.
The horse won't know you're there.
So you, the
horse,
you are electric.
So
Rad.
The horse
I knew
will
that
calm down.
Do it. Try it. Try it.
I'm going to try that.
I bet you something happens.
Here in a month or
there'll be a follow-up show.
Yeah. You know, but you also have different types of hunters that are different levels. That get real nervous. No matter, they could have been hunting 30 years and a spike bull comes in and they're shaking like a leaf. Or you've been hunting 30 years and a big monster bull comes in and you're just as calm as cool as can be. And the more excited you are, the more energy you're putting out. So, yeah, that, all I can say is it works. And I'd love to see you try that on your horse.
I'm going to try.
That would be awesome.
Red's electric.
Yeah. Absolutely. He keeps telling
electric horseman right here.
Yeah.
We'll call it the red whisper.
Yeah. Turkey hunting. Millions and millions of turkey hunters. What is the big deal? I mean, I'm asking this facetiously kind of because I love to turkey hunt as well, but what's the big difference with, and all you guys can chip in on this, big difference between big game and then the turkey hunting?
To me, nothing. A turkey's gobble gets my heart pounding just as much as a bull bugling.
To me, they're similar. I mean, they both, elk's still my favorite, but turkey's my second favorite.
I agree.
It has that calling aspect, the gobble, the bugle. I mean, and being able to do the female call to call the men, it's very similar.
I've always called it miniature elk hunting.
Yeah. Yeah. And you use a lot of the same tactics that you use elk hunting as you do turkey hunting.
Right.
But I'm usually not as wore out turkey hunting as I am elk hunting.
That's true. That's true.
It doesn't matter with Red, see. He drives the same amount of mileage.
That's true.
Why he's elk hunting out the truck that he does turkey hunting.
Well, you know, y'all have been talking about those Fitbits and stuff. Now, I personally don't own a Fitbit because what good would it do me, you know, when I'm not going to walk 10,000
5 feet today.
What I'm wondering is, does it work on the rocking chair, you know, when you rock back and forth, does it count? You know, that's what I'm looking for.
Actually, what's funny is I'm a piano player, and on days I play the piano, it's like, wow, I went 40,000 steps.
So let's talk about some tactics. We'll do this in as much time as we have today, but let's talk about, for the first time turkey hunter, they found the place they want to hunt. Let's give some tips, and all of you guys again.
Well, one of the first things that I like to teach in my hunt seminars is putting the birds to bed. If you know where the birds are, and putting a bird to bed means being there when they get ready to go to roost and the very end of the day, because turkeys, they sleep in trees. Their eyesight is like ours at night. They can't see well at night, but during the day, it's like wearing a pair of 10x50 binoculars. They get up in the trees and they gobble, they yelp, and the hens are up there, and you're hearing all the noises. And once you know where they're at, if something doesn't spook them out of there between the time you leave and the time you come back the next morning, they're going to be there. Mm. And when you come back in the next morning, I get about 100 yards away, depending on the terrain and the trees, the thickness. I can even get closer. I've gotten as close as 50 yards before and not have to worry about them knowing I'm there. And I'll sit there and wait until I hear the first yelp or gobble of the morning. And then I'll let off with just a couple real light tree calls to let them know that, because when the turkeys wake up, they're just like us. They're not wide awake. And when they yelp, it's real, real quiet yelps. And then they start to wake up, the toms start gobbling, then the hens, you can hear them. They start getting more anxious. They start getting louder. And what you're trying to do at that point is you're trying to out-call that other hen and try to bring the toms down to you.
Right.
And if you're using decoys, have the decoy set out to one side or the other to where those birds have to walk past you to get to those decoy, so as they're walking past, their attention's on them, not you. And as they walk past, archery or bow or shotgun, there you go.
And how many decoys we usually put out?
It depends on the situation. Most of the time I'll use two a Jake and a Han. Sometimes maybe just a Jake by itself. It depends on what the birds are doing, how they're feeling. Feeling their temperature. Like when an elk bugles, you feel the temperature of him, whether you're going to cow call back to him or you're going to bugle back to him, or he's just kind of popping off just to pop off. Kind of the same thing with turkey, it's an experience thing.
Absolutely.
You know, the more experience you got out there in the woods with them, the easier it is to feel what that gobble, that was a real good gobble, that bird's looking for a hen, or he's just popping off because he shot gobbled at the woodpecker that's pecking at the tree.
So explain what a shot gobble is.
What happens during the spring with toms is they get so wound up, like a real spring just ready to pop, certain sounds, and it could be anything from a door closing, a horn, a coyote howl.
We have a buddy that has a four-wheeler and he up at our church camp in Sedalia, and he will start his four-wheeler, and they will
gobble at it.
Just the start of that four-wheeler.
And all it is just something that pops on them, and they gobble. And a lot of times when you don't know where the birds are, those are the calls we use, owl call, crow call, coyote locator, which is just a coyote howl, even a gobble to locate them, just to get them to gobble. It's the same thing looking for elk. You just want to hear that gobble or just hear that bugle. Now you've got them located, and now you can make your plan.
Right.
They're very communal, turkeys are, so when you hear one, you hear them all, and they start talking a lot in the roost and whatnot. And I would agree with Mark that, you know, putting them to bed is probably the best thing you can do. But if you're not sure where they roosted for the night and you didn't get there in time to scout and do those things, because scouting can kind of mess up your hunting at times, too, if you get too close and you're a week away or a couple of days and you go there and they're gone because you got too close. But a crow call I use a lot to find them in the dark. You get there a couple hours early in the dark and you start walking around and you start doing a crow call or whatever and see if you can get a gobble back just to locate them. Donnell and I use decoys, and I actually had a decoy made out of a hen a few years ago. Shot a hen in the fall, had my taxidermist mount her, and she's on pegs, and I have the real deal decoy out there, and we call her
it's called realdeal.com. No.
Yeah, it's Betty, but our biggest...
She works great, too.
Our biggest challenge with amazing. Betty is keeping the toms off of her.
Yes, absolutely. We're up against another break. When we come back, we're going to hear some turkey calling experts here on Sportsman of Colorado. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
For over 30 years, Academy Roofing has been serving Colorado with great customer service. Let me tell you why I am so happy that I chose Academy Roofing. They were efficient, on time, and their cleanup was perfect after my roof was completed. As an A-plus member with the Better Business Bureau, Academy Roofing brings the knowledge and experience you need in a roofing contractor. Call now, 303-360-0708, or visit academyroofinginc.com. At Academy Roofing, your roof is our reputation. Academy Roofing is an official registered company of HaystackHelp.com.
Are you tired of not having a place to hunt or fish? Or maybe you just don't know where to even start to find your next outdoor adventure? This is Kevin Flesch for Colorado Outdoor Sports. Since 2001, Colorado Outdoor Sports has been providing outdoor opportunities to sportsmen with the benefits that only private land can offer. Colorado Outdoor Sports offers over 40,000 acres of private land. Kids under 16 hunt does and cows for free on club property. Call now, 303-460-0273. That's 303-460-0273. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and receive 50% off the initiation fee. Call now, 303-460-0273, or visit their website. Call now, 303-460-0273, or visit their website, ColoradoOutdoorsports.com.
This is Scott Watley for my friends at Rampart Firearms in Sedalia. This is a great store. Family owned and operated, they buy, sell, trade, and consign firearms. You will find a great selection of new and pre-owned handguns, shotguns, and rifles. If you can't find the gun you want, Rampart Firearms will special order your gun at no extra cost. Found a gun on the internet? Rampart Firearms will do one firearm transfer and the background check for only $10 if you mention Sportsman of Colorado. Rampart Firearms, 720-468-0050. That's 720-468-0050. Located at Highway 67 in Santa Fe in Sedalia. Rampart Firearms opens 7 days a week. 720-468-0050.
Wake up with Steve Curtis, weekday mornings at 6 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado. If you're just joining us, my name is Scott Whiteley, along with Red Merrill. We have Mark Capagnola with us, Lisa Thompson, Donnell Johnson. Pro staffers everywhere. All right, we'll just leave it at that. Great hunters, great friends of our show, huntdata.com. Be sure and check out their website. We'll talk about their maps before we close out today. All right, let's hear some demonstrations here, Mark.
Well, we were talking about, you know, locator calls, and the first one that I like to use every day, the very first thing is a owl hooter, and that's not loud. I mean, a human at 100 yards isn't going to hear it. But the turkeys hear it and they gobble at it, and it's very simple. And they'll gobble at that. Now, I mean, I shouldn't say they will gobble at it, but they do. It's not a guaranteed every time. But once the sun comes up, if I haven't located them by then, I like to put my owl call away, because that's usually the owls don't do a whole lot during the middle of the day.
Okay.
And I'll break to my crow call. And this one, this is just our bite and blow for hunter specialties, our slammer crow call. It's, you just blow it, and that's it. But now if you roll your tongue, going... that get them to gobble. And really? Okay. Also, this works really good crow hunting. They crows, it works great. Last year when I was turkey hunting, I had more crows around me than I had turkeys.
Yeah. Well, listen, all of y'all chip in a little bit on this. How often would you use these locator calls, and when do you quit using them, you know?
Well, I hunt different. I'm not saying my way is the right way, but once I know where the gobblers are at, I try to lure them with the hen calls. I mean, that's what they're looking for, and we're asking the gobblers to do something different that they naturally do. A gobbler usually gobbles, and the hens walk into them. Well, we're set up, and we know if we move, they're going to scatter. We're asking the gobbler to come into the hen. So once I know where they're at and I'm set up and whatnot, Donnell and I, we have different hen calls and whatnot, so we sound different, so he thinks he's getting a couple. But we just lure him, just like we do elk. When we're elk hunting, we bugle, we locate the bulls, and then we start doing some soft cow calls. And that's how we've always done it. I'm not saying it's necessarily the right way, but it's worked for us.
Okay, and I certainly understand that, once you've located them. But I'm talking about before you have that first turkey gobble at you, before you've located some, how often do you use a locator call, like a
owl? You just keep blowing until they...
get an answer?
Well, we drive. I mean, a lot of times if we're in an area and we can, we'll stop at dark 30 and we'll do an owl or a crow call, mostly a crow call. And if we hear nothing off the roost, then we keep moving and we'll go another couple miles. We do it usually driving first if you can, or walking, however you want to do it. But the moment that we hear anything off the roost, if we didn't put them to bed, it's game on. So...
I have a tendency to call too much. I make some people nervous that are with me. However, I always say I mess up a lot of hunts and I create a lot of hunts. So even with, like, my daughter's elk this year, I was doing a lost calf, and pretty soon I had that lone cow that had got separated from the herd and came in for her, and she got her first elk. But same thing with turkey. I had some great footage. I was hunting Easterns last year, had my decoy out, and I'm in my tent, and this hen came through, and she was just twitting the whole time, just, you know, just coming through,
clucking
looking
away.
She was clucking away. She clucked the entire time she was walking. Uh-huh. She never, and it was funny because I loved capturing that moment, because people say, oh, you're calling too much. I'm like, she was calling the entire time. She was looking for her dude, or, you know, I don't know. That was my impression. But, you know, I have a tendency to create hunts. I probably have messed up a few as well.
Well, what she was doing, she was looking for the hen.
Yeah.
You were making yelps. You were yelping and stuff, and she was looking for hens because they're a lot like elk. You know, elk are herd animals.
Right.
Turkeys like to be together also, and mainly the hens.
Right.
This time, you know, during the spring when they're breeding and everything. And I agree totally with Lisa and Donnell completely. Once you've got them located, I switch over to hen yelps or cutting, you know, depending on what they're doing,
Can you
that
do a yelp versus a cut?
Yes, I was going to ask you about that, Mark. There sounds like there's several different calls. Identify what call you're going to do and then let us hear that call.
Okay, I'll just do a main yelp, the yelp of a hen.
And now Mark is using a diaphragm call, which some people cannot use. Every time I've ever tried to use one, I gag.
I told him, I said, Red, take it out of the box. That plastic thing just doesn't fit.
And I never can get that down, though.
It doesn't digest very well either.
Now, what, I mean, if you guys, or you tell me if this is proper, what brands? I mean, some people go, man, tell us what you're using. You know, people watch
people
hunting shows.
People are interested in that.
They want to see what caliber rifle. They want to know what bullet. They want to know what scope. So if you guys are comfortable with that, what?
Well, this one's Hunter Specialty's new diaphragm out this year. They've got four of them. They're the Undertaker series. And this is the Split V. And if you can't use a diaphragm, and a lot of people can't because they gag on them and choke and everything, but we also have what's called a tone trough. And I didn't bring any with me today. And they've just got a little dome on the top of them, which Hunter Specialties came out with, and Wayne Carlton actually invented
it. It's for the special reds of the world.
They also they did it for elk, but now they got them for turkey. And that's what he designed them for, was for people who would gag. And he did that a long time ago. But then you also have box calls, and you got slate calls. And this here's our old HS Strep Field, or natural, or Field Champion, the Natural. And this is probably my most favorite box call right here, and I'll just do regular yelps. So, and we also have slate calls that you can use.
Now, what's a slate?
Did slate you say call?
Slate call.
Slate call.
Okay.
Oh, it's a little.
Yeah. It's the little, like a pan call, and you've got your striker, a stick that you use on it. And those are very, very easy to use. This one has...
We're breaking out
breaking
the gear
out the
here.
So a slate call has a round slate, and he's got a handle he's using with it.
This one here is just a plastic pan, and it's round, and it's got the top of it is like a glass, but it's sanded. And the peg that I use to go on the top is a carbon peg. And you just run the peg over with making circles, and you can make your yelps with it. And here they are.
And I make the C a lot on that. It's a C that I make. Uh-huh. And I don't know what he's making, but yeah.
You can do a purr as well.
If you do, when you do the purrs, you go like with a C. That's your purrs.
Now what is the purpose of a purr call?
Okay, now a purr is when a turkey is very content. They're feeding, they feel safe, they're all together, and they'll do putts and purrs. And they're letting each other know where they're at. But when you're in that close and you hear a turkey purring, they have no clue you're there.
They're relaxed.
They're totally relaxed, no danger. And that's one of the best sounds, other than spitting and drumming like a.
So if you're out, in a like a decoy, or you're sitting down at a tree or something, you've got a couple of decoys out, then that purr call would be something you might use to show that those decoys are
yes.
feeling safe and yes. feeling secure, and maybe you know for the gobbler to come in.
Yeah, that's a huge call to use when you're using decoys.
It's ones we use quite a bit.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay, and let's go back to the yelp call. And why do you use the yelp, and what is it supposed to accomplish?
Go ahead, Donnell.
No, I'm going to let you go because I want to hear what you're going to say.
Yelp's just the basic call, like hello to each other.
Marco Polo.
Tom's do them. Hens do them. the young Jakes, they all yelp. And it's just different sounds. They're just different high pitch, low pitch, raspy, clear. This can go real raspy on this one.
That's his diaphragm call.
That's the diaphragm, and that's raspy. Now I can turn it upside down, same call, and go with the clear call with it.
Different. All right, now let me ask you this, Mark, and you girls can chime in on this too, but if you had only one call, what would you pick to be your best call?
My diaphragm.
Okay.
The reed. Not
and,
my diaphragm,
and I would
my
pick
reed.
The box call for me. I have a box call I've had for 20-some years, and it is just the turkey slayer. I meant that. It's a yelp, and I use that, and for me, it's
see, I do the call. Best purr with the slate. So it
me
just,
too. Me too. I'm
it,
the same
it,
way.
It just depends on what you're trying to do. And I don't. There's not a right call. I mean, and I try to encourage people. Just people are so afraid they end up doing nothing. I just don't think there's a right call.
Well,
I mean,
here's when I'm doing my turkey seminars. I ask this question at everyone: is how many of you fish out there? And you get about the majority of them raise their hands. And I ask them, how many of you take one lure with you when you fish?
Right.
And it's the same thing turkey hunting. It's the same thing elk hunting.
Exactly.
I carry, I think I have 3 or 4 slate calls in my vest. I've got 2 box calls. I've probably got 6 or more diaphragm calls. I've got the crow call, the gobbler, the owl hooter.
I'm always mixing it up. I don't sit there and yelp all
exactly.
day. I don't cut
exactly.
all day. I mean, I just mix it up.
I've had it numerous times where I've had the turkeys just go berserk over the box call. And just go nuts and gobble at it every time. And then the next day, you come out and you're ready to go crazy with that box call. And they don't utter a sound. But you take the slate call out and start scratching on it. And they go nuts over it.
Right.
And then that could happen. That can change every hour. That can change every 10 minutes.
All right. So you've told us 3 different calls now. You've got the diaphragm call. You've got the box call. And you've got the slate call. And you've mentioned we've had 2 different types of calls, the yelp and the purr.
Right.
Give us another different call.
I'm going to give you the cutting.
The cutting, yeah.
With the cutting is just a series of clucks put together real fast and just a cluck. That's just a cut. That's like what Donnell was saying. That hen was doing, just clucking as she
yeah,
came in.
Yeah, we call it putting, but he calls it clucking.
Well, putting is the same, but it's a lot lighter sound that you use with your clucks are louder. And then you can get the real, real loud, sharp cluck, and that's like a elk barking, a warning.
Right.
And you don't hear that very often with turkey, but then you can do cutting, and here's cutting. Where's my gun?
He's pretty good.
Sounds
and
real,
that's,
man.
And that,
wow.
That's when that hen really wants that tom. She is just ready to breach. I mean, when they start cutting and start getting that excited, that's...
So I think you should use your cutting call.
That is the funnest. That is awesome.
We'll have to put a string on those diaphragms. In case Red swallows it, we can pull it back out.
You're listening, up like a barbless hook.
Yeah. You're listening to Sports from Colorado. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk about a little safety while turkey hunting, a little bit about that, and then talk about some of the upcoming classes you can attend with Donnell and Lisa. Check out huntdata.com. We'll be right back.
If you're looking for a place you're always welcome, let me recommend Kiowa Creek Sporting Club. Hi, this is Scott Watley. Just 20 miles east of Denver, Kiowa Creek has it all. A professionally designed sporting clays course, archery range, and year-round dog training fields. Be sure and leave time to relax in the spacious clubhouse. For all Kiowa Creek Sporting Club has to offer, call 303-644-4627 or check out their website, kiowacreek.com. Mention Sportsman of Colorado, and with your 1-year membership purchase, you'll receive 100 free sporting clays. Call 303-644-4627. That's 303-644-4627. Kiowa Creek Sporting Club is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado.
In a flash, from out of nowhere, your whole life can change forever.
It happened so quickly, nobody saw it coming. Soon, the medical bills will be arriving.
Will insurance cover your injuries? Does the other driver have assets? Should I sue?
It was his fault, after all. After an accident, you need to call the law offices of Flesh Law. Flesh Law will never settle until you are fully compensated for your injuries.
Call 303-806-8886 for the Flesh Law Firm. 303-806-8886. Online, go to fleshlawfirm.com.
Flesh Law, the trial-tested, trial-ready attorneys.
Hi, this is Scott Whatley for my friends at One Shot Gear in Englewood. If you are a hunter, you know that after a full year of training, shooting, and planning, when the season rolls around, you're lucky to get one shot at a trophy. At One Shot Gear, they've got you covered with the largest selection of premium hunting gear in Colorado, like Blosser rifles, Sitka gear, and Night Force optics. The One Shot Gear team has the experience, so they can help you find exactly what you need for the hunt of a lifetime. When only the best will do, choose One Shot Gear, located at 4720 South Santa Fe Circle in Englewood. One Shot Gear is your premium hunting gear headquarters. Call 303-284-3828. That's 303-284-3828. If Sitka makes it, One Shot Gear has it. They're the largest stocking dealer in Colorado. Ask for Grant. Tell him Sportsman of Colorado sent you. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and today only receive 10% off of all clothing and boots. One Shot Gear is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado.
It's truck month again at Lynn Lyle Chevrolet. We're the number one truck dealer in Colorado. Hi, I'm Dan Johnson. We're overstocked with trucks and giving discounts and rebates up to $10,000 off Silverados. Hurry, these offers won't last. LynnLyleChevrolet.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Rush to Reason with John Rush. Weekday afternoons at 3 on KLZ 560.
She was always there each time I needed you.
Here we go with Sportsman of Colorado coming back at you with our maestro Charlie playing the tunes for us. If you're just joining us, you've missed a lot of great turkey talk. Lisa Thompson, Donnell Johnson, Mark Cavagnola's with us, and talking a lot about turkey hunting here. Now, let's talk about safety a little bit, and we were kind of talking about this before the show. And I'm going to throw out a couple of things, and you guys can all comment on this. One, first of all, know your target. Very simple.
No doubt.
But we were talking about an event that happened before the
that
show.
That is the fourth rule of gun safety.
But it's just huge. And turkey hunting, I mean, boy, everybody's camoed up usually. Everybody's calling. So, you start picturing what you hear maybe in the brush, and it could be another hunter. So just, I don't know, if you guys ever come close in calls, you've heard of stories. I mean,
I've called in other hunters when I've been archery hunting for elk. I've called in muzzleloaders more than once. And so it is kind of frightening. I actually wear an orange camo hat. I don't have to as an archery hunter, but I do just for my own safety.
It's just good
sense. I think
it's
smart.
Yeah, because I do a lot of calling. I've called in a mountain lion before. I've called in a coyote actually doing a lost calf. So, you know, you just realize when you're doing calling, you're calling in everything. You might not be calling in what you want to be calling in, but you're calling in hunters, you're calling in mountain lions, whatever. So just being prepared for all of that is important. Right. Orange is, you just can't live without orange.
Sure.
Well, and traditionally in turkey hunting, especially since we're talking turkeys, traditionally you shouldn't spot and stalk turkeys because I guarantee you they're going to see you a long ways off.
That drives me nuts.
Yeah. So like in archery hunting, when we're doing elk, we can hear a bugle and we can spot and, well, we try. We spot and stalk and we've messed many up. But turkey hunting, we do a lot of blinds. And we get the ground blinds and we set those up and we put our decoys out. And again, we're trying to bring the gobbler to us. So I wouldn't advise anyone to stalk and spot turkeys unless you're on private land and you know you're the only ones there. But again, you're probably setting yourself up for failure because the turkeys can see so well.
Right, that's amazing. But part of that setting your tent up is doing the scouting before and finding where they have some scratches and setting up in a place, you can tell they've been.
Right. We don't set up our blinds the day of. We go a week before, and we get any of the turkeys in the area, they get used to seeing that. If you can do it 2 weeks before, because it's normal, they go by that and they say it's part of the terrain. So we don't just slap it up the night before or the day of or anything like that.
And that depends where you're at. State wildlife areas, you have to take those down.
Take them down daily. The other thing when we do blinds, and this is just an FYI, and I didn't do this early on. Donnell and I have so much camo, we always wear camo. When we're turkey hunting now and we're in our ground blind, I would just like to give somebody a piece of advice. Wear black in your ground blind. Most all ground blinds are black inside. And when you're wearing camo, you stick out like a sore thumb. So we wear black hat, black top. You can wear camo bottoms, but think about wearing black when you're in there. Mm. Even if you're going to wear camo paint or mask, wear black. Because when you're in the blind and you're wearing camo and somebody out there just to go away, go 100 yards, you can see that person in there.
That's right.
We didn't know
that
for a long time.
And then we also black out a couple of the windows.
We black out everything, and I know it's hard when you're in those ground blinds. You want to know what's coming behind you. Be patient. They're very talkative turkeys. They do come in quiet sometimes, but not as often as elk do. And you can hear them. They'll putt, especially the hens will start doing some putting and some purring.
Well, the thing is they move fast, too, though. There are times that there's nothing going on.
They can cover 100 yards in like 10 seconds.
Yeah.
I mean, they're there.
Yeah. So blackout is something I would really, and we call that blackout in the blind. Wear black. Think black stuff when you go in the blind.
And we also talk a lot of patience. About the time you think you want to get up and move and do something different, we say look at your watch and set at least 30 more minutes.
I've killed three birds that I could remember that if I didn't do that, I was ready to go. And one day I was freezing cold. I sat through snow, rain, drizzle, wind. And I says, I'm ready to go. I gave it 10 more minutes, and I hardly had any gobbling at all that day. And I let off with one of my calls, a tube-type turkey call, and did one yelp and had a bird gobble. And I think it was less than 10 minutes later, he was in the back of my truck.
Right.
And I waited just that extra. But the safety, the stalking, I can't understand why they're teaching it, why they're showing it, why anybody's trying it, because more people are hurt or killed during turkey seasons nationwide than any other hunting sport there is combined.
You know, just staying alert in your blind. So let's say you hear a call, but then you really think this is another, man, holler out, let them know you're there, you know, because, boy, if you're calling too.
Yeah, you never, if you've got someone coming and, like, we're talking them stalking, you see them coming, don't yelp at them. Yeah. Don't even stand up to them. Mm-hmm. Just
I whistle.
Yeah. Yell out or something, because my life is more important than a bird coming in.
No kidding.
Right. And I want to let them know for sure that I'm here. You know, you're coming to me now. The turkey's gone.
Right.
Well, and the safest thing you can do turkey hunting, it is, Mark's right. When people get shot, it's usually in turkey season. They hear something in the brush and they shoot at the brush and it was Johnny coming over to tell you lunch is ready. Who knows? But if you can't afford a ground blind because they're, you know, $100, $200, you can camo up with the terrain and just sit your back's to the tree and you're camoed and you're just patient. And you don't have to have a blind. So, but the thing is the moment you get up and you start chasing these turkeys, you're being unsafe for everyone around you too.
Right.
Just real quickly, you were saying Merriam's don't roost in the same tree. Can you just like in 30 seconds, blah?
Well, like Easterns, they roost in the same tree night after night after night. And you'll see underneath, you know, the pile of droppings keep going. The Merriam's doesn't roost in the same tree night after night after night, but they will roost in the same ridge line. Just about every night.
Right.
So if you know what ridgeline they're in.
And that's one of the things our maps will show. It'll show like an area, and it's usually like a part of a ridge that it shows where they've been roosting. So.
And that is a huge, huge plus for the turkey hunter.
And anybody that calls in, we'll give the statewide. It's a 1 to 500,000, but anybody that calls in at the show today, if they leave their email, we'll get them hooked up with that free statewide map. So
303-477-5600. When you call in, just leave your email and phone number, and I will get in touch with you after the show, and we will get that to you as well. What were you going to say?
Red, white, and blue. Those are the three colors you never wear turkey hunt. Never wear red, white, or blue because that's the color of a turkey's head.
Right.
I even tell guys and women, I wear redhead socks all the time because I've got a bad back, and I show them. my grade, because when you sit down, like, I don't use a blind that often for turkey hunting where I'm at, because the turkeys go, they cover a lot of distance from where they roost to where they go feed and back and forth. When you sit down, your pant leg comes up, and that one little bit of white showing right there, if somebody, and I say to my seminars, there's the stupid people out there that take sound shots, and the color, seeing, that could be all it takes to get shot.
Number four, know your target.
Yeah. You know, and I want to say something about that. You know, we kind of, we've talked about that, and we kind of hit and miss on some of that stuff. But, you know, you're a stupid hunter if you get out there and you shoot at sound without knowing absolutely that there's a turkey there. And this hunter that thought, you know, that shot a boy last year, that the boy and his son and the dad were bow hunting, and the other hunter was muzzleloading hunting, and so the bow hunters did not have on orange, and this hunter thought he saw something there. Of course, now he's claiming that he actually saw an elk, but that is ridiculous. There was no elk, so he couldn't have seen an elk. All he did was see some movement, and he shot and killed that boy. And as far as I'm concerned, his license ought to be revoked in Colorado for the rest of his life, and in every other state. There's no excuse for that, and I'm going on a rant here, but all you hunters out there, if you don't know what you're shooting at, then don't pull the trigger.
Damn right.
Absolutely.
That's it. Yeah,
absolutely. Now, let's talk about your upcoming classes. March 12th, I believe, was
one. Yeah, we got to calm down after that rant.
So, well, I was so overwhelmed by that.
Because I agree with you.
It was very well worth it. That sounded like turkeys right there. bring the kids back around the radio. Red's done.
I agree with you. Go ahead, Don.
March 12th, we're at Lone Tree Cabela's at 12:30. March 13th, we're at Lone Tree Turkey's class there at 1 o'clock in Thornton. And then March 19th, we're at Colorado Springs Bass Pro. And I'm unsure of the time, but if they check huntdata.com, we will be posting all of our seminars there.
And those are free charge?
Those are free classes, and we will help you with anything. We always open the class with, you can ask us about deer, you can ask about whatever, but, you know, the class for the day is about turkey, but we'll talk a little bit about preference points and applying. We'll help you apply for the draw if you want to bring your smartphone and get online, you know. So we're trying to promote people in the outdoors in any way we can help them.
Right. It's amazing to watch these two on their phones work them maps and all that stuff. Yeah. It's like blur. Those fingers are a blur.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
and whenever
it's bailed us out. Well, last year we got stuck in some snowy, rainy weather, and it was a place we'd hunted a jillion times. I had to pull it out. I had to see some of our tracking to get back to our vehicle. It saved my backside a few times.
Yep, absolutely.
When we teach classes, too, they're an hour long, but Donnell and I, Cabela's for sure has gotten more to our schedule. They used to have us teach the same class at two different stores in the same day. Now they schedule us different days because we have so much interest, and after the end, people want some TLC time with us, even if it's elk, if it's not turkey or whatever. So we're always at the store a couple hours after, either showing them stuff in the store if they want to buy, if they want to load maps, if they want to talk about the software, whatever it is.
There's always questions.
There are. And always we spend a couple. So I just want the viewer to know, or the listener to know, that if they can't even make the class or they're at the end, we will spend time with them afterwards.
And if you've got questions, shoot me an email, scott@sportsmanofcolorado.com, and we will get those to Mark or to the ladies, and they will be back on with us again shortly. Our time is up. Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much.
One of our best shows.
Absolutely. Thanks for joining us for Sportsman of Colorado. Be sure and check out our website. If you've missed some of our past shows with Colorado Parks and Wildlife and several of our other sponsors, please check that out. You can hear all of our past shows. Pick up your 2016 Colorado Big Game Guide. Happy hunting. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next week.
Views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker, commentators, hosts, their guests, and callers. They are not necessarily the views and opinions of Crawford Broadcasting or KLZ Management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.